We have several scripture prayers for Israel that we've handed out. If you have one of those, we've been announcing for several weeks that we are going to be joining in however you feel led, some form or fashion, with a 21-day prayer and fast for the nation of Israel. And I've asked Dina to put the website up on the screen, Isaiah62fast.com. And I'm just going to read through kind of what this website says, just a few sections of it, and just that'll explain it better than I could. It starts off saying, join over 1 million believers, and right now it's actually up to like 3 to 5 million believers in the world, who will engage in prayer for Israel for at least 1 hour a day for 21 days, starting May 7th, culminating on May 28th, Pentecost Sunday, for the increase of God's salvation promises and plans for Jerusalem and Israel. Some will pray alone, and others will pray with two or more, virtually or in person, in their home, office, dorm, or at their church, etc. This is a collaborative effort based in Isaiah 62. In verse 6, it says, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed, or I have set watchmen all day and all night. They will never keep silent. You intercessors who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves and give him no rest until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth at Jesus' return. It says down below that, this will be the first time in history that millions, more than a million, will continue 24 hours a day for 21 days in praying for God's promises for Israel. The uniqueness of this prayer initiative is itself, listen, in itself, this is a sign of the times and an acceleration of God's, quote, set time for a generation yet to be created to engage together in his purposes for Israel. Psalms 102:13 says, you will have mercy on Zion, Jerusalem. The time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created, that's us, may praise the Lord. And this 21-day fast is a global Esther moment. As you remember, it says, Mordecai said to her, if you remain silent or unresponsive at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But who knows, he says, you have come, if you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go together to all the Jews and fast for me. My maids and I will fast, so I will go to the king. And if I perish, I perish. Well, I want to take some time today as a body to intercede using these scriptures here for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Why is it so important at this time? Well, ultimately, only the Holy Spirit knows why this is being stirred up to such a degree that it is right now, this many millions of people praying. But I know this, Israel, in her 75-year history as a nation, has never been more in danger than she is right now, both internally and externally. If you know any of what's going on in the news, the Iran is weeks away, literally this month possibly, from having a nuclear weapon. And their stated purpose, again and again for years, has been to destroy Israel and wipe her off the map. Secondarily, Israel is on the brink here in the next few weeks, possibly, of a civil war. Bibi Netanyahu is saying publicly, we cannot have civil war here. Please, we cannot. It has to do with the judiciary and how they're voting in the Knesset and things like that. It's very deep and complicated, but needless to say, there is a very deep division that kind of mirrors what's happening politically in the United States right now within Israel. And there's a strong possibility for civil war. If you look at this sheet that I have here, I want you to look at Isaiah 62, where it says in the middle of the page, verse 6 and 7 on the front page, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed or set watchmen, and all day and all night they will never keep silent. We just read this. Why? You intercessors, remind the Lord, take no rest and give him no rest until he makes Jerusalem the praise of the earth. No city has been besieged like Jerusalem in the history of the earth. Why? It's because Jerusalem is called to be and will become the praise of the earth. It's her destiny. It's the intention of the Lord for her, and the enemy is warring against that. And so we're praying for the glory of the Lord to rest there. Below that, Zechariah 12:10, I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, to grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. We can pray this. This is according to the Lord's will, and he will answer this prayer, that a spirit of grace, that a spirit of supplication would be poured out on them. Down at the bottom of the page, Matthew 23 says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate, and it has been left desolate since Jesus left. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, and this is what we're praying for Jerusalem, that she would say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Matthew 24 on the next page says, learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender, this is a prayer that the people of Jerusalem, the Israelites, would grow tender in their hearts and the leaves would come out, you know that the summer is near. Even though when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Further on in Romans 11:25, it says, lest you be wise in your own sight, I don't want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and in this way, all Israel will be saved. In what way? In when the Gentiles come in and they turn their prayers back to Israel, that a softening would happen in their heart. It's our job. We have received, we've been grafted in. Yes, us white pasty Gentiles have been grafted into the body of Christ. We've been grafted into the tree here. And if we've received such spiritual blessings, even life from the dead, how much more should we be willing in our duty to sow back into our brothers and sisters in Israel? It says right above that in Romans 11, I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, Israel's transgression, salvation has come to us, to the Gentiles, to make Israel envious. But if their transgression means riches for the world, that's us, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater, come on, say it with me, how much greater riches will their full inclusion bring? There is a glory that's about to be revealed through God's people Israel when they turn back to him that we've never seen or imagined before. There's multiple other promises on here to restore their fortunes, gather them from the nations. The bottom of the page, Psalms 121, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber or sleep. The Lord is their keeper. And on and on and on. I could fill up two or three pages. I just put a few on here to direct our prayers and to pray. Well, I would like to take the next 3 weeks on Sunday and set some time specifically in our service to pray. And lastly, I want to challenge you, Lizzie and I were discussing this morning, to ask the Holy Spirit what your assignment is. You don't have to do an hour a day, but could we as a body commit an hour a day over the next 21 days to pray for Israel? What does that look like for you? Over lunch, 10 minutes a day, in the evenings, 15 minutes a night, whatever that is, would you ask the Holy Spirit for the next 3 weeks to participate in this global solemn assembly, to fast food, to fast one meal a day, to fast social media, sugar, whatever it might be, to participate in some way in prayers for Israel? I promise you these prayers are powerful and effective. Okay, so if you would, yes, sister.
If we go to ihopkc.org and click on the prayer room, they are praying 24/7 for Israel. It's a great way to pray for an hour, however long you have. Really helpful resource.
And also, in addition to that, Isaiah62fast.com has tons of resources on there as well for you. So let's stand together, if you would. We're going to take 5 or 10 minutes here. Gather together in groups. Pray some of these scriptures. Pray one of these scriptures. Pray what's on your heart for Israel. And let's intercede here for the blessing, protection, and inclusion of God's people during this time.